Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Philip Brooks once said, "Distrust your religion unless it is cheerful, unless it turns every act and deed to music and exults in attempts to catch the harmony of the new life." I think Isaac Watts agreed when he penned the popular Christmas song, "Joy to the World, the Lord is Come." Watts wanted us to celebrate and sing enthusiastically about the present reign of our Lord Jesus. You did notice the present tense of the title of the song, right? Joy to the world, the Lord is come. I know. I too am guilty of having spent most of my life singing, "The Lord has come." But that's not the title. Watts is not calling us to sing, "Jesus has come." We're to sing, "The Lord is come." Present tense. And don't call a grammar police. Watts was saying the Lord's coming into the world is a present reality. That's why his second verse begins, "Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns." This is a celebration, friends, that our Savior, our Lord Jesus, is now seated on the throne. You know, Watts actually wasn't writing a Christmas song at all. "Joy to the World" is a song based loosely on Psalm 98. A psalm which, yes, initially speaks to God having made known his salvation to the ends of the earth. But Watts was showing us how Psalm 98 was about Jesus sitting on the throne after having conquered sin, death, and the devil. The song is a reflection on verses 4 to 9, which speak to how the Lord has won and is about to return in victory. So we need to live out happy lives on earth, anticipating his soon arrival. Friend, are you rejoicing that Jesus lived the life we failed to with his perfect obedience and then went to the cross to take to himself the hell that you and I deserved? The wages of sin is death. Each and every one of us has paid wages for a one-way ticket to hell. But on the cross, Jesus took your ticket to hell right out of your hand, and then he handed you the ticket to heaven he earned by his perfect righteous life. Is that not wonderful news? The moment you place your trust in Jesus, you have a new life. And that is something every Christian ought to get excited about. Ronald Newhouse says, "There's nothing more contradictory than an unenthusiastic Christian. The Bible tells us that God loves us so much. In fact, that God gave his only son so that all who believe in him will have everlasting life. Nothing, not even death, can separate us from God's love." If we really believe that, we can't help but overflow with joy. Which is exactly what Psalm 98:4 calls us to do, overflow with joy. It reads, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises." Friends, this verse tells us Israel's God is no regional deity. He is the Savior of the whole world. Salvation is available for folks like us on the other side of the globe, a spreading salvation. And not just for people, but the actual globe, as verses 7 and 8 call the seas, the rivers, and mountains to join in the celebration. You hear Watts speak to this, Genesis 3 reversal, when the earth was cursed, when he writes, "No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found." Friend, are you rejoicing that blessings are now pushing out the curses? Joel, does that seem right? Have you looked around at all the suffering in the world, the pandemic, all the other crises? To some of us, it seems like everything is more out of control than ever. Joel, can we really say Jesus' coming is causing blessings to flow? Is the Lord Jesus really reigning? Is Jesus occupied elsewhere in the universe? I'm glad you asked, friends. Yes, Jesus is in complete control, and he is continuing to advance the kingdom of heaven. And he uses folks like you and I who believe and receive by faith his victory. Such is the nature of faith. Faith is the conviction, the assurance of things not seen with our visible eyes. We confess a reality contrary to what can be tangibly experienced by our senses. Jesus' coming and resurrection are the start of the new creation. He has inaugurated the glory to come, and for all those united to him, the battle is over. The thorns and the thistles are on their way out. Yes, we're waiting for it to be fully realized, but that's what Advent is all about. It's about celebrating Christmas and what was accomplished in the first coming, not so much as a thing of the past, but something present and pushing us into the future. Yes, the Lord has come, but the Lord is come into the world, into our lives right now, as we drive out remaining unbelief, as we overflow with joy about his present reign. Friends, the Lord is come. And Jesus is nearer to us now than when he walked on our earth. Have you received your King? Has your heart prepared him room? If not, won't you reach out to me or to another Christ follower this season? If you put it off, you may never come. Now, if you have received your King, then I encourage you, rejoice in the harmony of your new life. Not just for yourself, not just for God's glory, but also for the sake of your neighbors, as you head towards a fullness of joy that comes in the presence of your Lord Jesus. My friends, remember who you are and who you belong to.